70s and a chance for showers.
Utahers, for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Thursday, May 6th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. Dark clouds in Salt Lake City, 79 degrees.
Westbound delays, I-80 at the airport. I'm Charles Marin.
Our top story this hour, breaking news in Salt Lake City. A man suspected of helping plot terrorism right here in the Intermountain West is now with federal agents. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke is live at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Salt Lake with more. Mark?
Scott says Lyndon Kurbanoff was arrested in Idaho this morning. Federal prosecutors claim he had been conspiring with members of an Uzbekistanian terrorist group and providing them with support in Utah. He's accused of coming here to teach others how to shop for items, even to make explosive devices. U.S. Attorney for Utah David Barlow says the investigation is ongoing. Kurbanoff is also charged with possessing a destructive device in Idaho. He'll make his first court appearance in Boise tomorrow morning. Live, Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Hopes dwindle a little more than we'll ever know, what happened to Susan Cox Powell as West Valley City Police pack up from a search in Oregon. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is there with the latest. Andrew?
Maria, West Valley PD had hoped to uncover significant clues or maybe even remains based on the tip provided by Chuck Cox, Susan's dad. He had said he received information about Stephen Powell's relatives possibly offering to dump a body here. Ultimately, search efforts came up empty, though. Deputy Chief Mike Powell says investigators are nearing the end of the line in terms of leads.
We are drawing closer to a point where we may have looked at every aspect that we have before us. That doesn't mean that there isn't more out there. Obviously, Susan's still missing, so there are pieces that we don't have.
He says this case could even become a cold case. Powell is pleading with the public if they believe they have leads that haven't been followed, call them in. Live on the scene in Oregon, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Well, the search for the missing mom has taken West Valley City detectives all across the western United States, from Nevada to Washington and now Oregon. City manager Wayne Pyle tells KSL's Doug Wright, every time they set foot outside of Utah, it's a big deal.
Have to coordinate with the local agencies. You have to decide what kind of search is appropriate. You have to work through the legal system for the appropriate paperwork and documentation and all of that.
Pyle admits the list of places for police to search is shrinking, but he says they remain dedicated to exhausting all leads in the search force.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama's news conference with the Turkish Prime Minister turned into a question and answer session about issues plaguing the White House. Cleon Wall has the president's words live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, the president steered clear of Republican criticism of the terror attacks in Benghazi, but he still addressed the issue.
I'm calling on Congress to work with us to support and fully fund our budget request to improve the security of our embassies around the world.
He also talked about the IRS scandal and how he knew nothing about what was going on until an inspector general's report was leaked to the media. And the president somewhat talked about the seizure of phone records from the Associated Press. He said leaks can put people at risk, but it's important to find an appropriate balance between secrecy and the right to know. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Now, the caucus system in Utah will be a hot topic at the Republican Party convention this Saturday. Retiring GOP chair Thomas Wright says the state party has already decided to keep the caucus system, but many, including Wright, want to improve it.
We need to get our online registration going. We need to figure out alternative ways of balloting so the meeting doesn't run till 11 or 12 o'clock. But the caucus convention system is working. We have to look at it and say, what can we make better about it and kind of take it into the next era.
Now, former Congressman Jim Hansen thinks both parties should do away with their party caucus and just have an open primary. He says now we give 3,500 people the right to vote for thousands and make our nominee the choice of only a few.
Other national stories KSL is following. The government's witness protection program is designed to hide those who have helped put away criminals. But it seems that the program has also helped hide terrorists. And a new inspector general report shows that some have disappeared, hiding even from federal officials. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more from Washington.
The Justice Department audit finds significant deficiencies in the handling of terrorists in the Witness Protection Program. Some who have helped authorities in major terrorism cases never had their new identities put on the government's no-fly list. And even though they never should have been able to board planes, some did. In fact, U.S. Marshals have lost track of two known or suspected terrorists in the program. Both were believed to have left the country.
Loggers who started a major wildfire in Minnesota will not face criminal charges because prosecutors say there was no negligence or criminal intent involved. A logging machine caught fire, sparking the forest fire that destroyed at least 17 homes.
Criminal activity remains on the table as investigators try to figure out the cause of that deadly fertilizer plant fire and explosion in Texas. One Texas official who has seen a report on the probe says investigators are focused on a golf cart that had been recalled by its manufacturer.
Well, not everyone is happy with new plans for a controversial new highway just unveiled by the Department of Transportation. KSL's Radio's Peter Seymour is live with their reaction. Peter?
Well, Scott, the critics call it unnecessary, and that number showing that West Davis will grow by 2 million people by 2040. They're just not, they're just inflated, actually. But UDOT recommends the cheapest, least intrusive of all of its proposals for the West Davis corridor. It would knock down the fewest homes, businesses, and farms and cost $587 million to build. Project manager Randy Jeffries says UDOT is trying to please everyone, though.
We know it's an emotional issue. This is definitely something we have not treated lightly. We have very seriously considered these alternatives and made our recommendation.
If approved, the highway would start at Glover's Lane in Farmington, run through Syracuse and into Weber County. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, wild storms tear across Texas, destroying homes and taking lives.
Well, there's some nails and other debris on I-80 out by the airport. We'll get you the latest with traffic and weather coming up.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
I'm back with Greg at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. It's my first stop of the spring to help take care of what Mother Nature has left behind after a long, hard winter. And Greg, we start with Replenish Compost.
It's a very versatile material, low in salts, high in microorganisms and nutrients. A great product for either a top dressing or a soil amendment.
And while they're here picking up their Replenish, there are 18 other great products also available.
We have five different varieties of natural bark. We have the colored wood mulches, two premium soils that are just excellent to plant directly into. We also carry the Ulite products and NutriMulch.
And of course, they can buy it in bulk, bag, or you'll blow it right in.
Our blower truck service is a great way to put a lot of material down quick, save your back, and get you out of the wheelbarrow shovel routine.
Get your yard and garden off to a great start to the growing season by coming to Replenish, 4660 South, 200 West in Murray. Call 262-5142 or check them out online at replenishcompost.com. It's good stuff.
Cheryl Worsley here. Two decades of awesomeness. What can I say? Bring on 20 more.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
Soccer legend David Beckham has announced his retirement. I'm ABC's Tom Rivers with that story coming up.
This portion of our news sponsored by American Loans. Lowest rate on a new or refinanced mortgage. Call 1-800-NEW-RATE. KSL News Time 5:08.
Weather specialists have toured the area where a powerful tornado touched down last night southwest of Fort Worth. ABC's Jim Ryan reports on what's been learned.
After surveying the damage of the storm, three-quarter ton pickup trucks thrown for several blocks, trees stripped clean of their bark, houses wiped right off their concrete slabs. Experts with the National Weather Service have declared this an EF4 tornado, the second highest ranking with winds of up to 200 miles per hour. While they might have had plenty of warning, the six people who were killed in this tornado might simply have had no place to run. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Granbury, Texas.
Well, opportunity to ski are almost over, but Unified Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says people in the backcountry still need to be aware of possible avalanches.
There's still snow that's up in the mountains. There's snow conditions can still be dangerous.
Now, the Utah Avalanche Center says spring avalanches are common as patches of wet, heavy snow give way and slide down the mountain. Four people died in avalanches in Utah over this past season.
Let's get an update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, looking at the cameras right around 1700 South, southbound I-15, that's the first part of the brake light situation. And then you're pretty much stuck in it all the way through the South Salt Lake, Murray, Sandy area, eastbound on 215, the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Coming up on 12th West, you'll see those brake lights, mainly the right-hand lane, but it always affects all lanes of eastbound travels through the area there. Making the switch over to southbound 15, going to be sluggish as well. Continued over the point of the mountain, starting to see those slow travels. And then in Utah County, though, you're back to freeway speeds, moving southbound with little or no problem, Charles.
Westbound delays on Interstate 80 before 4200 West. That's where we have a load spill. We have nails and drywall all over I-80, and it's forced traffic down to one lane. And you might want to avoid this if you can. If you can get around this on the 21st South Freeway, possibly. And no problems as you're leaving the downtown area. But at the North Interchange, you'll see some slowing on I-15 northbound into Woods Cross, also around Parrish Lane and between Farmington and Kaysville. General RV has factory rebates on all new 2013 RVs this Wednesday to Saturday. Robert Jensen's General RV off Interstate 15 at the point of the mountain. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center, where we started the day with sunshine, but this afternoon, clouds are back, storms are building, and the chance for some scattered rain throughout the evening. Look for a low of 56. A cold front comes in Friday afternoon. That will bring more rain, cooler temperatures. The storms stick around through Saturday. Look for a quarter to a half inch of rain along the Wasatch Front. Temperatures gradually get back to the 70s and 80s next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
And boy, things change quickly around here, especially during the spring, you know, as temperatures drop, we get a chance for showers, and then sun pops back out, the temperatures go back up. But
spring.
You never know when that's going to happen, so that's why you need to join us every 10 minutes on the nines for traffic and weather together. And, of course, 20 and 50 will have the extended forecast.
Utah's afternoon news, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Let's take you back out to Amanda Dixon now, who is at Half Price Granite. Amanda?
I am, Scott. It's 346 West Gregson Avenue, which is about 3100 South, just off of 3rd West. It says Beaner Marble and Granite right on the top. And I'm here with my friend Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Amanda. It's so nice to have you here today.
Thank you. It is a thrill for us. Chocolate chip cookies hot out of the oven.
Absolutely. We take care of you.
But we're talking about how people can afford to have the granite kitchen they've always wanted. And I know a lot of people don't get it because they think, I can't spend $6,000-$8,000, but you can have the whole kitchen for $2,500.
Absolutely.
And that includes?
That includes the kitchen sink. It's a wonderful 16-gauge stainless steel undermount sink. The backsplash, a beautiful faucet, pull-out faucet. The tear-out.
And the install, too. So they come in, they rip out your old kitchen, put all the new beautiful in.
And they'll take it away and dispose of it for you, and it will look beautiful when they leave.
$2,500 for granite. How much for quartz?
$3,000 for a quartz kitchen.
You can afford this, and all you have to do in May is put down your deposit to get that deal.
Correct.
All right, call us, 866-BUY-STONE, or better yet, come see us, 3346 West Gregson Avenue, 3100 South off 3rd West.
KSL was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee. Our license will expire on October 1st, 2013. We must file an application for renewal with the FCC on or before June 3, 2013. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station is operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by September 3, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at KSL Broadcast House, 55 North, 300 West in Salt Lake City, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
At Whipple Service Champions at 444 Fast, we'll unplug any drain line with our powerful motor-operated electric spinning drain cable machine for just $69. This is not snagging hairballs with a fishhook. For just $69, we'll use powerful electric spinning cables to clear any blockage, including roots. For greased up, gunked up, crusted on, or root-penetrated pipes, for an additional charge, we'll deploy our ultra-high-pressure inline pipe rejuvenating system to scour your pipes to the bare walls and give you one of the industry's longest guarantees. Pipes should be self-scouring, but they're not when they're full of stuff that catches other stuff. Stuff happens, and then stuff is all over your basement. Call your best choice Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. You get Utah's A-plus rated, best of state Whipple Service Champions, shoe cover wearing, clean cut, drug tested, background check technicians who won't leave a mess. Special pricing good during standard business hours.
Pair them where you know you want a Honda.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
UDOT announces where it wants to put the West Davis corridor. I'm Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we are following: a surprise revelation from federal prosecutors in Salt Lake City. They have busted a Boise man suspected of teaching people how to make bombs. He's originally from Uzbekistan and now faces terrorism charges in Utah and Idaho.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Very heavy traffic through the south into the Salt Lake Valley, southbound and northbound. Starts about 123rd south for your northbound travels right into Sandy. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds are building, storms moving in, and there's more where that came from. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
Well, batters taking a beanball will be a little more safe thanks to the Rawlings Company. Right now, helmets can withstand a 60-mile-an-hour pitch. Sometimes that's not enough, though. Dr. Robert Cantu, professor at Boston University Med Center, says Little League players are particularly vulnerable.
Kids are more prone to concussions than are adults. Youngsters have disproportionately large heads and very, very weak necks.
Rawlings is developing new batting helmets that protect against head injuries from pitches thrown at 70 to 100 miles an hour. They'll be available for players from Little League to the majors.
All pro athletes know that one day you have to call it a day. Today was David Beckham's turn. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from London.
Over a two-decade career, he played for clubs that captured league titles in four different countries. An incredible run, but time waits for no one. And the time finally arrived to end it like Beckham.
It's a difficult decision because I still feel that I can play at the top level and still have done for the last 6 months. But I always, you know, secretly said to myself that I want to go out at the top.
The 38-year-old has two more games to play before hanging up his soccer boots for good. Tom Rivers, ABC Sports. London.
Well, people are beginning to head to public pools as the weather gets better, but is that pool clean? We'll have the latest as we go in depth coming up at 5:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama and Turkey's prime minister are projecting a united front on Syria. But at a news conference today, the prime minister sidestepped a question about what he expects from Mr. Obama. The president also noted that the U.S. won't act alone.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
Two terror suspects participating in the witness protection program are now missing. The U.S. Marshals Service says one of them is living outside the U.S. A report also shows the Justice Department doesn't know how many suspected terrorists are participating in the program. Connecticut's congressional delegation is hoping to secure federal funds to help build a new elementary school. The building would replace Sandy Hook, the scene of a massive school shooting late last year. Senator Chris Murphy says it will be difficult because the federal government does not fund school construction. The son of a Tampa doctor is charged with tricking his pregnant girlfriend into taking abortion pills. He allegedly told her, "Here you go, I got some antibiotics."
He came over to my home with the pills that he had, the weapon of choice.
Remy Lee started bleeding. She went to the hospital where doctors figured it out. Her ex-boyfriend is now charged with murder. Man is found guilty of murder with the help of the victim's eyelid. ABC's Tom Davis has the story from Cincinnati.
Ricardo Woods was accused of shooting David Chandler in October of 2010 over drug money. In the 2 weeks that passed before Chandler died of his injuries, he was videotaped trying to identify his attacker. In court, the jury saw the bedridden Chandler blinking three times into the camera, and that was enough for them.
A down day on Wall Street is blamed on weak sales from Walmart and discouraging economic reports. And I'm going to admit, Scott Maria, I love dumb crook stories. And we got a great one from Oregon.
All right.
Another Rhodes Scholar.
A suspect tried doing the backstroke across the river to get away from cops, but he got exhausted, said he couldn't swim, and asked the officers to arrest him.
What?
I'm going to drown. Arrest me.
Please hurry, take me into custody, because I'm probably going to die if you don't. By the way, the officers waited out to get him. It wasn't even that deep. He's accused of stealing a car, leading cops on a high-speed chase. The car scraped a pole and started two field fires. Why didn't he just take the car and jump the river like Dukes of Hazzard?
Never
doesn't
happens
really
that way.
Doesn't really work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Right. No, thank you, Cleon. If you're just joining us, one of the stories we are following for you this afternoon, terrorism charges close to home. A Boise man is accused of teaching people how to make bombs here in the Beehive State.
KSL News Time is 5:20. You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, if you're making your way along I-15 here in the Salt Lake Valley, watch for the brake lights. They now start just after 13 South if you're headed southbound. Right between 13th and 17th South, you'll be in the slow traffic for sure. After that point, all the way through into Murray and Sandy. And looking at the south end, 215, if you're coming eastbound from Redwood Road, almost immediately, just come around the corner there, 12th West, you'll see the very slow traffic. And that continues to the collector, to southbound I-15. Now, there is a little bit of a clearing spot. This is between Wasatch, about 80th South or so, to about 9500 South or so if you're headed southbound. Then it gets right back into the slow traffic. Really slow traffic, though, northbound for almost from Bangor now all the way through 104th South. Charles?
Northbound slowing in Davis County starts at 2300 North and subsides after 2600 South. We're looking at slower speeds before Parrish Lane in Centerville. Also between Farmington and Kaysville up to 200 North, you'll see better speeds there. And Interstate 80 westbound at the airport. This is at Bangor Highway. Comes to a complete stop because I-80 is down to one lane because of a road debris that officers are trying to clean up right now. The UPS store, your one-stop shop for all your small business needs. To find a locally owned the UPS store in your neighborhood, visit theupsstore.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Maria, the day started out sunny, but the clouds have built back up. The thunderstorms are boiling out there, and we're going to see a little rain tonight. A stronger storm system will move in on Friday. That will come with a cold front, and we'll see temperatures in the low 70s before the front arrives, and then quickly fall into the 60s and even 50s as we work our way through the weekend. Look for rain on Friday and Saturday, drier Sunday, Monday, warmer by Tuesday, 80s return by Wednesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, we still have cloudy skies and 79 degrees.
The May warm-up that we are enjoying means that people will soon be flocking to swimming pools in order to keep cool.
But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention want you to know to keep from swallowing the water, especially in public pools. A recent CDC survey turned up E. coli in many of the tested pools. The head of the CDC's Healthy Swimming Program, Michelle Halafsa, says there's one culprit.
We found that over half the pools in our study had some form of fecal contamination.
Now she says parents bear a lot of responsibility. They need to do a better job of making sure that their young kids aren't inadvertently making other swimmers sick.
CDC recommends that parents take their young children on bathroom breaks every 60 minutes or check the young children's diapers every 30 to 60 minutes.
CDC says if you're really concerned about your neighborhood pool, don't take it on faith. The water is clean. You can test it yourself.
You could do this using pool test strips that you could buy at your local superstore, hardware store, and you're looking for a pH of 7.2 to 7.8, and the pH is important because it maximizes chlorine's germ-killing power.
Utah has dealt with outbreaks of another bad bug in pools in recent years, Cryptosporidium. Some Salt Lake County pools now use expensive UV filters in addition to chemicals to kill waterborne bugs.
Well, after record high finishes yesterday, the markets dropped into negative territory today. We'll have the latest as we watch Utah's money coming up in a moment.
KSL News Time, 5:24. Time now for Zions Bank speaking on business. And here is Chris Redgrave.
Ace Camp is a well-known name in Asia, but not here in the United States. That's one of the main reasons Mike Beverly jumped at the opportunity to open the U.S. market, starting right here in Utah. Mike has been involved with the outdoor industry for years, so he knew the name and reputation. When he heard Ace Camp was opening in America, he was all over it. Part of Mike's responsibility with Ace Camp is not only to start and grow this business, but to bring it an American flavor. He's choosing the product line that'll be distributed here, along with what new products and packaging will be offered. With such a strong background in the outdoor industry, Mike is well-equipped to head this operation. Utah is a great location since the outdoor industry contributes around $6 billion to the economy every year. One of the top-selling products Ace Camp offers is called the Flame Sticks. This is a product that Backpacker Magazine named the coolest item under $35 at the Outdoor Retailers Convention in Utah last January. It's a waterproof fire starter, and you can use it for campfires, fireplaces, or stoves. You can even cook with it or boil water. It's made with recycled, non-toxic material, and you won't find it anywhere else. There's plenty of other outdoor products and equipment, too, from stoves and pots and pans to lighting. You'll find plenty of gear, including a line of glow-in-the-dark stakes and tent lines. And one of the true original products they carry is called Monkeys, a fun keychain accessory line that includes bottle openers, lights, and little flashlights. For anyone not into camping, there are emergency preparedness products like the Mylar blankets and emergency kits. Ace Camp is making its mark both in Utah and around the country, and Mike is excited to be a part of the ground floor growth. If you love the outdoors, you'll be hearing this name a lot. Check out Zions Bank Foreign Exchange Services, offering global reach right from your local bank. This includes foreign currency exchange, check collection, and international wire transfers. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Watching Utah's money, if you travel light, you'll be able to board earlier on American Airlines. People carrying bags that fit under the seats will be allowed to board before other passengers. That does not include rolling suitcases. American says it will speed up the boarding process.
Well, if you are thinking of retiring early, you better have a lot of money stashed away for medical expenses. That's because healthcare costs can add up quickly if you aren't eligible for Medicare. Someone who retires at age 55 will spend an average of $119,000 over the next 10 years on insurance premiums.
Apple says more than 50 billion apps have been downloaded from its App Store since the launch in 2008. The download that put them over the mark was the game called Say the Same Thing by SpaceInch. The App Store now has 850,000 individual apps.
The Dow was down 43 points, ending at 15,233. NASDAQ down 7. S&P was down by 9.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.
I feel so lucky because my very first job in this business was writing national news for Grant and Amanda 15 years ago.
About that time, I was driving around in my car relying on their morning traffic reports just to get to work every day.
I learned a lot from them, like their loyalty to KSL and really their love for this community.
Yeah, folks here in Salt Lake City have no idea how lucky they are to have Grant and Amanda every morning.
Grant and Amanda's 20th anniversary.
A celebration at KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And we are lucky this afternoon to have Amanda Dixon with us. She is out at Half Price Granite.
Thank you, Maria. I am here with Lisa, and we're talking about granite kitchens, which, let's just face it, if you don't have one, you probably want one. And we know why, you and I, Lisa, because we both have a granite kitchen.
Absolutely. It's wonderful.
And you should have one, and now you can afford one at Half Price Granite, because as the name says, it is half price than what you'd pay somewhere else.
Absolutely. And with that, in May, we are running a special, and for $2,500, we will include a beautiful 16-gauge sink, your backsplash, a beautiful pull-out faucet, the tear-out, and we will throw that away, dispose of it for you, so you don't have to worry about that. All of that is included for $2,500.
And you come in and pick the color of granite from the different colors that you have to choose from. Mm-hmm. Now, it also you also have a new kitchen to look at, which is that white quartz.
We do. We've got a very contemporary-looking kitchen that's out of the white quartz that is very popular right now. And we will do a whole kitchen with all of those same items included for $3,000 out of some white quartz.
Come and put your deposit down and spend your spring and summer in a beautiful kitchen you love. Half Price Granite. It's 346 West Gregson Avenue, which is about 3100 south off of 3rd West.
Time for another check of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Mark Christiansen.
Boy, some really slow traffic to contend with at the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. If you're trying to make your way over the point of the mountain, that works quite well. But as soon as you get to about Bangor or so, headed northbound, you'll be right in the muck and mire. And this slow traffic goes on, I'm looking maybe 4 miles or so, right up and into the greater Sandy area there. An earlier accident northbound has cleared. All lanes are open, but you just got all that residual slowing to contend with. And southbound I-15, that's another story from the downtown area, 13th South, all the way through South Salt Lake Murray right into Sandy. Charles?
Well, we have a road spill on I-80. This is by the airport. It's westbound, and it's backing traffic almost to the 215 West Belt. You'll want to avoid I-80 if at all possible. Traveling westbound from the 215 West Belt to 21st South Freeway would be a better option. And then we have northbound slowing from downtown to the Woods Cross exit, also through Centerville up to the Farmington Interchange, and all the way into Kaysville at 200 North. You want a career and a life? Converges can relate. Now hiring in Salt Lake City, you'll enjoy great benefits and talented, friendly colleagues. Apply online at careers.converges.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, storms building again this afternoon. That will produce some scattered thunderstorms overnight. Look for a low of 56. A cold front comes in Friday afternoon. That will deliver significant rainfall statewide, cooler temperatures. Highs fall down into the 60s and stay there through the weekend. 70s and 80s return next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 5:31. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees.
I-15 delays, Draper to Sandy. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top story is politics on KSL News Radio. Now, everyone from the feds on down to local prosecutors are now eyeing Utah's Attorney General. We're learning now that two county prosecutors are taking part in the investigation. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with the latest developments. Peter?
Scott, Salt Lake County's DA takes every accusation of criminality seriously, even if it comes from an imprisoned investor. Sim Gill says he and Davis County DA Troy Rawlings want to know if the Utah County Attorney's Office broke any state laws. Gill says the investigation is paramount, not politics.
Which may be absolutely that there's nothing here, or which may be that there's something here. But we won't know that till we actually finish what we're supposed to be doing. But at the same time, you don't want to cloud that by a suggestion that somehow that the process was tainted.
The investor, Mark Jensen, asked the DAs to investigate. He accused John Swallow of extorting him for free vacations to California. Swallow broke off all ties with Jensen 2 years ago, and he says he's innocent. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
President Obama holds a news conference with Turkey's prime minister, but ABC's Ann Compton says today was about damage control.
He was prepared for the rain at the news conference, summoning Marines with umbrellas. And the president was prepared to try damage control on all three of the controversies roiling in Washington. On Benghazi, he called for more embassy security funding. On the IRS, he promised new leadership and new safeguards. And he made no apology for seizing reporters' phone records in a national security leak investigation that he claimed could cost American lives. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Now, the news these days may make you believe the government is watching Americans more and more, but it turns out your boss is more likely to spy on you than Uncle Sam. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
look over your shoulder at work. You may not clock in and out at your company, but fast-developing new technology makes it cheaper and easier for employers to find out when and where you were at work. They can also read your email, check your web browsing history, and track your company car and cell phone. Some of it is them wanting to protect their company, but experts say many companies are still trying to find a balance between monitoring and just plain snooping. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, a senator sponsors legislation that could help out with the military's problem with sex assault. And the president also touches on that touchy subject. Cleon Wall has the details live from the KSL National News Desk.
Maria Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her bill would strip high-ranking military officials of their right to dismiss sex assault charges.
Today we're standing in united front to take on these issues with new legislation that will fundamentally remove the decision-making from the chain of command and gives that discretion to an experienced military prosecutor.
And President Obama says they will not stop until the scourge of sexual abuse is eliminated from the world's greatest military. The president has asked top military leaders and the Defense Department to root out the problem. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Frustrated West Valley City Police detectives will return home empty-handed from their latest search for missing mother Susan Cox Powell. They've been scouring a remote property in rural Oregon for the last few days. Powell's parents told police her husband's family spent time there in the past.
West Valley detectives are no strangers to the disappointment of a fruitless search. The city manager, Wayne Pyle, tells KSL's Doug Wright that their efforts in Oregon mirror those in Ely, Nevada, and elsewhere. Still, he says the police are professionals and they treat every credible lead with devotion.
It's kind of been a long time, obviously, and we haven't done one of these for a while, but we carry them out in just the exact same manner.
He says conducting out-of-state searches can be a real drain because of all the extra time, expense, and paperwork involved.
Five children are hurt when a school bus crashes in Indiana. State police say a semi changing lanes cut in front of the bus. The driver swerved, lost control, and rolled the bus. It was carrying a group of special needs students, but all of the kids are expected to be okay. The semi truck did not stop.
Oregon police bust two men who were reportedly trying to meet underage girls for sex. Investigators say one man approached the 14 and 16-year-old girls in the Macy's parking lot and gave them a $5 bill and a note with his phone number. But Oregon Police Lieutenant Craig Martinez says when the girl called, the man on the other end offered them $30 each for sex.
It's pretty appalling that this stuff goes on. A lot of people don't know it goes on, but it does. Fortunately for us, this worked out the best way it possibly could.
Now he says the girl's father called police. They arrested Alexander Navidad Hernandez and Javier Santos Jacobo at Orem Junior High School, where they thought that they were meeting the girls.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
It's hot, but the avalanche danger isn't over. I'm Ernie Jepson.
I-80 is down to one lane at the airport. We'll check your traffic and weather together coming up every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 5:37.
At AAA Utah, we want homeowners to make sure they'll have the money they need to move forward. That's why we offer our extended home replacement coverage. In fact, our extended home replacement coverage offers up to 150% of your dwelling coverage limit. So in the case of a covered loss, you'll have an extra 50% to help you rebuild your home. And that's just the beginning. We invite you to find out more about the protection you deserve. Get a quick quote on home and auto insurance from AAA Utah today. To find a branch near you, call 801-901-3153. That's 801-901-3153. Or visit AAA.com/Utah. Additional premium applies. Insurance provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
Seen this?
Well, if you live next to a river, you might be next to an unlimited energy supply.
This isn't anything new. We're just talking about a water turbine, but this Japanese company thinks that it can get enough energy just from a river to power appliances around your house.
Yeah, this drops down into the water, and the good news is, because the river is always flowing, you don't lose energy at night.
The company thinks it might be great if there's some sort of natural disaster.
What, like a flood or something?
That'd be perfect.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma.
That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy three select installed tires and we'll give you the fourth one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of four in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
All your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:45, a special report on a refugee who comes to Utah after leaving war-torn Congo and is helping others like him.
KSL News Time 5:38, the surviving Boston Marathon suspect scrawled a message inside the boat where he was captured. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky has more.
What Johar Tsarnaev wrote with a pen in black ink was riddled with bullet holes by the time the FBI found it on the inside of the boat where he hid. But we're told there are legible references to Allah, infidels, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tsarnaev has told interrogators the wars and the way the brothers perceived the U.S. treated Muslims served as motivation. A photo of the scrawl, or even a chunk of the boat that includes the writing, could be presented in court as evidence.
Tsarnaev is currently in federal prison hospital and has been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction.
Now, the snowpack is quickly disappearing from Utah's mountaintops, but there's still danger from the snow for people who want to get back into the backcountry. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Skiing opportunities are melting away, and hikers are hitting Utah's canyons. But the melting snow can still break off in a chunk and slide down a mountain slope.
Remind people to still use caution when they're in the backcountry in these snow areas.
Unified Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says be aware of the snowpack around you. This year, avalanches killed four people in Utah, including one avalanche forecaster. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Heavy southbound traffic. It starts about 1700 south. Now you're looking at really slow traffic right up through 33rd. And then it kind of gives up a little bit from that point through Murray. And then 5900 south now, leading right into the Sandy area. Just really heavy. And it looks, for whatever reason, just a lot of traffic coming eastbound on 215 there from Redwood Road. As soon as you get to about 1300 west now, you'll see the right lanes extremely slow. And into downtown, slow traffic from 21st south now to the off-ramps of 13th or so. Charles?
Interstate 80 at Bangor Highway at a complete stop almost. Only one lane open. Looks like they just brought in a street sweeper to clear some of the nails that are spread across Interstate 80. You'll see delays halfway between the 215 west belt and Bangor Highway. We have northbound delays 600 north to 2600 south, also prior to Parrish Lane, and before and after 200 north in Kaysville. Simply Mac is holding its free annual e-waste recycling event, the Maverick Center, May 17th and 18th from 9 to 3 at the Maverick Center with the Recycling Coalition of Utah. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. The temperature went into the low 80s today, and then the thunderstorms built back up. Lots of clouds, scattered showers out there. It's the precursor to what's going to be a fairly stormy Friday and Saturday. Look for valley rain, scattered thunderstorms, highs stop in the upper 60s on Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday. We'll clear the storms out by the first of next week with sunshine and a return to 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast skies and 78 degrees.
And let's go back out to Half Price Granite. That's where we find Amanda Dixon.
I love having a granite kitchen for a whole bunch of reasons. And some of the reason is, you know, when I turn the light out at night, Lisa, and I walk past that kitchen, I just think, that is a good looking kitchen.
It is beautiful.
It gives
and
me
it
pleasure.
Always looks beautiful.
It always does. That's the thing about granite. It's functional. You can set a cookie sheet down anywhere you like and it won't burn anything. At Half Price Granite, you can get people into a beautiful granite kitchen for half of what they pay at some other places. It's $2,500.
Yes, we can.
And we just had a lovely couple come in, and we were fixing them up. Weren't they cute? And they were picking out their stone and measuring and everything. And so $2,500 includes tearing out my old kitchen.
Yep, and we will get that thrown away, so you don't have to worry about that. It includes your sink, an undermount sink, and it's 16-gauge. It's a wonderful, beautiful, good-quality sink. It's a faucet is included, the pull-out kind.
The best
wonderful,
faucet.
Wonderful.
And the backsplash is also included in that price.
So it's the whole kitchen. If you want quartz, this very cool new hip-looking quartz, that's $3,000. That's the new top-of-the-line product. But people just need to call you or come see you, I imagine.
Please come in and see us. We would love to put you in a beautiful kitchen.
It's the price for May, the month of May only, 866-BY-STONE, or come see us at 346 West Gregson Avenue, 3100 South off 3rd West.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes like tickets to the Mummies of the World exhibit now at the Leonardo, or win a one-year license from HiringThing.com. Plus, visit KSLNewsRadio.com to find out about upcoming KSL events like the Great Strides Walk benefiting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena, or the KSL Family Book Festival on Saturday, June 15th. Find it all at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Access RV has doubled the size of their lot, which means twice as many travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and truck campers, all priced now at record low sale prices. Looking for a travel trailer? Buy a new Viking travel trailer for only $79.95, or a new Grey Wolf 28BH travel trailer with more than $4,000 in free options, now only $17,998. Looking for a truck camper? Access RV is one of the country's largest truck camper dealers, selling 8 of the 10 top truck camper brands, all on sale now at record low prices. Like a new Bronco pop-up truck camper for only $85.89, or a new Travel Light hardside truck camper only $89.98, or the Adventure 80GS four-season camper with slide-out and bath at only $15,989. Competitive financing is available from over 30 lenders. Plus, buy in May and have no payments until the end of summer OAC. Check out their full selection at 2240 South State in Salt Lake, or online at accessrv.com.
By Jiffy Lube, visit JiffyLubeUtah.com for oil change discounts, services offered, and nearest locations.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. Federal prosecutors say an Idaho man acted as something of a terrorism guru, teaching people in Utah how to build improvised explosive devices. Federal agents arrested him on terrorism charges in Boise this morning.
Other local stories we're following. Record-breaking heat in Salt Lake City had many Utahns headed for the hills this week, but avalanche forecasters say it's a dangerous move this time of year. There's still enough snow in the backcountry to cause concern about avalanches.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Still looking at a pretty messy traffic pattern if you're headed westbound on I-80 near the airport, with a lot of load spill, nails, and whatnot on the freeway there. A lot of traffic backed up. Mark Christiansen of the KSL Traffic Center.
High temperatures today went into the low 80s, but thunderstorms are building and more storms coming for the end of the week and the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast skies, 78 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama is pledging an exhaustive and sustained effort to end sexual abuse in the armed services. He says military leaders told him they were ashamed by some of what's happened and angry about their failure to fix it.
A Utah refugee boy turns to the scouting program to help thrive in a new country with a new life. KSL News Radio's Nkoyo Iyamba has this in-depth look at what this Boy Scout is doing to help other refugee kids just like him.
Kicking around the soccer ball is more than a pastime for Joj Kwaizera.
I've played soccer since I was a kid.
The 13-year-old lefty midfielder competes and practices at least 4 days a week.
He's really consistent. He always shows up and plays, and he always helps the team out.
Playmaker. Does really well. A lot of finesse.
My father played soccer, so I just followed through his steps.
Joj was born in war-torn Congo. His parents were killed when he was just 8 years old. And like many refugees, he and his three sisters were forced to flee their homeland to countries willing to take in refugees.
When we met them at the airport, they didn't know English, neither he or his sisters.
Paul and Beverly Bartlett became their foster parents in February 2010.
Brought me here, gave me a nice family and clothes and let me be on a soccer team.
They're among 70 refugee kids in the Catholic Community Services Refugee Foster Care Program.
He's part of our family, and we've always felt like that.
We're pretty proud. Yeah, he's come a long way.
Despite the profound losses in his life, George is thriving and gaining new experiences through Boy Scouts.
It's helped him really learn how to be a better person.
George wants to earn his Eagle Award by collecting soccer balls, uniforms, and other equipment for refugee kids just like himself.
They come from Africa, like they have problems like me.
The Bartletts say George's project could impact hundreds of refugee kids. For George, it's just his way of giving back. Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio.
I'm the goalkeeper here. I control the words.
And tomorrow, part two, a refugee woman who just arrived from war-torn Congo talks about the violence that she endured in refugee camps there. She's pregnant and raising three small children alone here in Utah. We'll tell you why Utah tops the list for rescuing women in her situation and when to expect a new wave of refugees coming from Africa.
And this is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Time now for another check of traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christians.
Well, what has been a pretty tough afternoon for southbound travels through the Salt Lake Valley here on I-15 continues. 21st South still going to be heavy from that point through 33rd, extremely heavy. And then the brake lights continue around 45th, 53rd. And then as you make your way further into Sandy, northbound delay still in place, approaching 114th South, and that will continue also right up into the Midvale area. Looking at the west side belt route, though, it looks pretty clear from California, pretty much southbound as far as you need to go towards Redwood, Charles.
Well, a very heavy traffic flow over Point of the Mountain in both directions. Northbound starts about 2100 North, Lehigh into Bluffdale, and from Bluffdale at 146 South over the point. Also seeing Interstate 80 down to one lane at the airport. This is for westbound travel. We're backed up almost to the 215 West Belt. And then northbound delays from downtown all the way to Centerville. And we see some delays between Farmington and Kaysville as well. Got what it takes to be a Spartan? We'll see about that. The Reebok Spartan Race in Soldiers Hollow, June 29th. No guts, no glory, no cool t-shirt for quitting. SpartanRace.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Scott Maria, lots of sunshine this morning, but the clouds have moved in this afternoon, and we're seeing thunderstorms pop up again. Tonight, look for a low of 56. A cold front comes in from the southwest during the day on Friday. Look for developing rain, and that rain sticks around through the day on Saturday. It'll start to taper off by Saturday afternoon, so if you've got plans, soccer games, lacrosse, take an umbrella. 64, mostly cloudy Sunday, then 70s by Monday, Tuesday, 80s and sunshine by Wednesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Mostly cloudy, 78 degrees downtown.
And time now for KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
What a couple of weeks it's been for car maker Tesla. Right after Consumer Reports gave its Model S electric sedan a 99 out of 100 rating, it released its first ever profit of more than $11 million. That shot the stock price right through the roof. Tesla traded at $55 a share just a week ago. Now it's above $80 a share. In fact, the company's stock is up 146% just this year. Anyone who thinks the car industry isn't driving down Electric Avenue hasn't been reading up on Tesla. Granted, while Fisker Automotive has laid off three-quarters of its workforce and the Chevy Volt seems to be losing a little momentum, Tesla is proving it's not about to short-circuit anytime soon. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSL.com. Lace up your shoes and join KSL News Radio for the Great Strides Walk, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. Cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Your support can help people with CF to live longer, healthier lives. Make a team with your family and friends today. Then join us on the 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. For more information, visit KSLNewsRadio.com. It's the Great Strides Walk with KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training, and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have three locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
Full, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit OakdaleEgg.com.
Watching Utah's money, U.S. Airlines say they have improved their financial performance in the first quarter, but they still lost a lot of money. The airlines lost $552 million, or $3.30 a passenger.
Your money at this moment: the Dow was down by 43 points. It ended the day at 15,233. NASDAQ down by 7. S&P down by 9.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Few simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song. A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
I'm a retired 72-year-old widow, and the most fun thing I do these days is go to the gym, which I absolutely love. I do Zumba dancing, and I did kickboxing before I hurt my shoulder. That's when I found Pioneer Hospital. I ended up having surgery, and Pioneer Valley was a wonderful experience. I was very impressed with the care because the people were very professional, but just so warm and down to earth. They made you feel, just safe, and it was a very positive experience for me. And I'm now in physical therapy, and I'm doing great. Back at the gym, doing some dancing, no kickboxing yet, but doing really good.
Pioneer Valley Hospital. My orthopedic care, my healthy future. For more information or to schedule an appointment with one of our orthopedic experts, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myorthohealth.com. That's myorthohealth.com.
Lace up your shoes and join KSL News Radio for the Great Strides Walk, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. Cystic fibrosis is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Your support can help people with CF to live longer, healthier lives. Make a team with your family and friends today. Then join us on the 18th at Energy Solutions Arena. For more information, visit KSLNewsRadio.com. It's the Great Strides Walk with KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, looking at the cameras right around the south interchange, and I'm not seeing too much of a change of the traffic pattern right there, and it definitely doesn't look like it prior to that. All the way from the I-80 interchange right into Murray, right past the south interchange and into Sandy, and then your northbound delays still there from 114th, now leading right up to the south interchange. Charles?
Still seeing huge delays westbound, Interstate 80 by the airport, Bangor Highway because of a load spill, and we have severe northbound delays from the north interchange all the way to the Farmington interchange. And also seeing delays at Burton Lane up past 200 North in Kaysville. Fresh halibut is now available at the Market Street Grill and Oyster Bar. Enjoy halibut grilled, stuffed with Maryland lump crab, broiled, or Oscar style, all Market Street Grill and Oyster Bar locations. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast for Salt Lake, Ogden, and Provo looks like high clouds tonight, overnight low 58, partly cloudy with a chance for some showers tomorrow, high of 73 degrees.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and low.